is Charles Hill with your Sunday morning news, sport and weather on RTL Today. The Grand Ducal Fire and Rescue Corps of Luxembourg have unfortunately been very active again yesterday and early this morning. A person suffered life-threatening injuries yesterday afternoon in Limpetsburg as they were struck by a tram. The victim was treated at the scene before being moved to hospital. The cause of the accident is still unknown, but police have ruled out third-party involvement. And overnight, they were called to 9 more operations, with 6 people injured in various road accidents across the Grand Duchy. A Luxembourgish man caused an unusual police operation in the Austrian ski resorts of Salden and Tyrol yesterday evening. Police were called out due to reports of a damaged toll booth, and on attending, they found the barrier ripped out on the ground. Not far from the scene, the officers found those responsible, a 38-year-old Luxembourger and his 40-year-old Belgian friend, who were sleeping in their car on the ski slope. When questioned, the men explained it had been their dream to sleep on the slope to start the next day's skiing right from there. Both men were found to be intoxicated, and the Luxembourger had to surrender their license. In breaking international news, police are responding to an active security incident in Bondi Beach, Australia. New South Wales police are responding to an active shooter at the site, one of the country's most iconic beaches, and have urged the public to avoid the area. Local residents said they heard shots fired, and they've seen hundreds fleeing the beach. 2 people are reportedly in custody, but the police operation is ongoing. And in the United States, a manhunt is underway after 2 students were killed and 9 more injured in a mass shooting at Brown University in Providence, Rhode Island. The gunman opened fire in a classroom at around 4 p.m. yesterday local time in a building where exams were taking place. The university was placed into lockdown as police searched for the gunman, who remains at large, with students told to shelter in place until they can be safely escorted out of the area. Moving on to sport. In basketball, French prodigy Victor Wembanyama made a stunning return from injury to help his side, the San Antonio Spurs, to an underdog win over Oklahoma City Thunder, beating them 111-109 yesterday evening to reach the NBA Cup Final. Wembanyama, playing after a 12-game absence following a month-long injury layoff, led a superb performance, scoring 22 points to help condemn reigning NBA champions Oklahoma to just their second defeat of the season, booking their place in Tuesday's final against the New York Knicks. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head over to rtltoday.lu. And now for the weather, where unfortunately it's another grey, foggy and misty day, with high humidity, but no serious rain forecast, and if we're lucky, the haze might briefly clear in the early afternoon. The temperature is around 5 degrees now, potentially rising to 8 degrees later on.